Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Of course, we are looking at the tragic shooting yesterday afternoon in Washington, D.C. An 88-year-old white supremacist with a rifle walked into the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, fatally wounding a security guard. Now, this man was identified as James W. Von Brunn, who embraces conspiracy theories involving Jews, African Americans, other groups. One point waged a personal war with the federal government. We're trying to understand what the shooting means. And to help us, we've got Jack Levin, professor of sociology and criminology at Northeastern University. He also is working on a new edition of his seminal book, The Violence of Hate. Professor, we feel like we're having an increase in these incidents. Is that true?
There's really no question about it. And it's not just anti-Semitic hate crimes across the country. You know, we're very suspicious now of anything that could look like foreign influence. I think it kind of escalated after 9/11, and we saw 1,600% increase in hate crimes committed against Muslims and Arabs. We also saw new anti-Semitism coming not only from the right, but also from the left. And certainly the Obama effect has had its impact. The first African-American president who's elected at a time when our economy is going south, 9% unemployment rate, there are simply more Americans out there who feel as though things have gotten out of control for them, and they need to protect themselves from these alien forces that are robbing them of their racial identity. And it's that kind of thinking that has produced this particular tragedy.
We've got a couple of different things going on in terms of the government response. The Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano came under a lot of criticism for a report from that department that said, quote, white supremacist lone wolves pose the most significant domestic terrorist threat because of their low profile and autonomy. And we just got an email from one of our listeners, Nancy, in Newark, New Jersey, who said that the shootings would appear to validate the findings of that report. And you know, she said Napolitano apologized for the memo too soon. What do you think an appropriate government response is?
Well, one appropriate government response is to pass this strong hate crime law that covers not only blacks and Jews, but also people based on sexual orientation and gender. And there are lots of responses that we can make, including in the courts, more effective diversionary sentencing for young people so that they never get it to the point where they're so paranoid and delusional that they take a gun and start shooting innocent people. But I think you have to keep in mind one thing. This particular case at the Holocaust Museum apparently came from extremists on the right, a lone wolf, and we're seeing more of these individuals than we've seen in a long time. We used to see organized hate groups on the right, but they tended to have sizable memberships and they could be infiltrated by the FBI. But how do you infiltrate one individual who happens to be pathological in his thinking about other groups? But keep in mind also that there is hate on the left as well. And I think that is possibly what the secretary had in mind. There's a new anti-Semitism around the world where Jews everywhere, even those who were in favor of a Palestinian state and have never been in the Middle East, get blamed for any Israeli policy that people don't like.
Well, Professor, unfortunately, due to time, we have to stop there. But very provocative information. We were speaking again with Jack Levin, professor of sociology and criminology at Northeastern University, and we thank you.